Long, 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 long ago, in Byelorus, the only animal that had a tail was lion. All the other animals suffered in the summer. The flies were driving them crazy. Lion took pity on the animals and decided, since he was the king of all the beasts, to give them each a present of the tail of their choice. Lion sent out his messengers far and wide to gather all the animals. Goat, wolf, bull, badger, elk, horse, hare, marten, fox, pig, everyone rushed to the lion's house. Everyone but bear. Bear strolled along slowly, a single step at a time. Bears don't like to hurry. Suddenly, Bear smelled honey.
It's a long journey to the lion's house. I shall get something to eat. It'll just take a minute.
Bear climbed up in the tree, put his paw right in the beehive, had some luscious honey, and then thought,
Now I'm so sticky, I'll just go down to the river and wash myself. I could never go to lion looking like this.
When he got to the river and washed himself, Bear sat down in the sun to dry. The sun was so warm and so comfortable that Bear fell asleep. Meanwhile, all the animals gathered in front of Lion's house. There was a huge pile of magnificent tails of every shape, every color, every size. Fox bowed to Lion, raced right up and said,
I was the first to arrive, and I choose that most beautiful, long, bushy, and elegant tail.
Lion really didn't care which tail they chose, and Lion said,
Whatever you please.
And Fox took the beautiful tail, stuck it on where tails go, and romped off, pleased with herself. Next came Squirrel. Squirrel chose a beautiful tail, but a bit smaller. Elk chose the longest tail with a thick brush at the end. Horse sauntered up and chose a long, hairy, flowing tail that he could sweep from the left to the right. Horse whinnied with pleasure. One after another, all of the animals chose their tails, and finally, little Hare came hopping up. The lion said,
Where have you been?
I was really busy.
All there was a little teeny tail. But Hare said,
That's all right. I'm just little. And
Hare took it, stuck it on. And that was the end of all the tails. Lion went to sleep. It was about that time that Bear
awoke.
And he remembered that he had been hurrying to the lion's house for a tail.
He lumbered, sauntered, pulled his big body on all fours as quickly as he could,
and finally came to the lion's house. Lion was asleep, and there were no tails left at all. Bear was furious. He turned and left. And not far from Lion's house, Badger was twisting and turning and scratching her new tail on a tree stump, admiring herself.
Badger, that's too big a tail for you. Give it to me,
said Bear.
Oh, no, said Badger. Who would want to part with such a beautiful tail? I have never looked as gorgeous.
If you don't give me that tail of your own free will, I'll take it away.
Bear roared, and Bear pulled on Badger's tail.
Ouch! Said Badger, and wrenched herself away and ran as quickly as she could.
Bear looked, and in his claws was a piece of Badger's coat and the very tip of her tail. Bear threw the coat away, took the little piece, stuck it right on his back, and went off to finish the honey in the tree hollow. Now Badger was so afraid, she didn't know what to do. No matter where she ran, no matter where she hid, she was always thinking that Bear was right behind her. Finally, she dug a hole in the earth and went right in. After a while, the place on her back where Bear had taken the skin, it healed. But there's always been a dark spot there. And she has a lovely tail, but not so big as the one she got from Lion. But at least she was safe. And then one day, Fox, who was walking, saw the hole, jumped in it. Badger said, "What are you doing in here?" And Fox said, "What are you doing in here?" And when Badger explained how Bear had stolen part of her tail, Fox, who was certain she had the most beautiful tail, grew frightened. Fox rushed off as quickly as she could, and she dug a hole somewhere else, got right in, wrapped her tail around her, and that's where she lives. In fact, you'll notice that to this day, Badger and Fox both live in holes in the earth. They're always watching out for Bear. But Bear is watching out for honey with his little stubby tail.